The Crawl FM Street Crew are out and about and, obeying the road rules of course, out in the Rockin' Roasters for our sponsors Harvey Norman.
And this Monday morning, Damo has actually swapped Russell, our Rockin' Roadster, for a moped this morning. He's on the spot at the King of Roy Showgrounds with the Scooterville Riders for 2022, as you may have heard me mention earlier this morning on the Brekkie Show. These riders are 30 elderly ex-servicemen and women. They're attempting to ride their 50cc mopeds from west of Ipswich to Townsville to raise funds for Legacy. And Damo, how's your set of wheels this morning?
Oh, look, they haven't let me actually take one for a ride. They don't trust me on two wheels. They saw me walking on two legs. And they thought, if you can't walk on two legs, you can't ride a bike.
Right, okay. Well, that's a bit of a shocker. Maybe you should have taken Russell instead then.
Oh, absolutely. No, look, in all seriousness, this is a really cool thing. And I'm joined by Trevor, Ted and Roz from Scooterville. And look, it is really, really exciting to see what it's all about. I'm just going to have a quick chat to these three young ladies and gentlemen all about it. Roz, why are you actually doing this?
Okay, we're doing this for Legacy. So a bunch of us ex-service people have got together, ride some bikes and have a big trip and communicate with all the little communities along the way to raise money for Legacy.
Yeah, right. So, look, it's a pretty good setup. You've got all the bikes here. You've got a whole bunch of crew. You've just finished breakfast. How was the weather last night?
Freezing.
Look, it was only 5 degrees. That usually gets down to -6 here in King of Roy.
Calliope's a bit the same, but yeah, no, it was a bit cool, but we suffer the coldness for the sake of Legacy.
Now, Ted, what is Legacy all about?
Legacy is an institution which looks after the welfare of families of deceased military people. So because more men die before the ladies, it's generally looking after the wives of those deceased guys and their kids. They do a fantastic job, and we're just trying to raise a few dollars to help them out.
How's it been so far? Like, obviously, you're in the most beautiful part of the world at the moment. The weather's been not too bad.
Well, I haven't argued with you about the best part of the world. I come from Perth in Western Australia, and you know that line that runs north-south on a map, it's not a line or a border, it's a zip. So one day we're going to unzip it and get away from you, Mob.
Is it true that your crows fly backwards over in Perth?
We shoot them.
Don't say that. This is Crow FM. We love crows.
Our crows are black swans.
Okay.
We don't put up with crows.
So you've got fancy black crows.
We don't like crows. We don't like blooming anything that's got anything to do with animals, like bloody Brisbane lions. We don't bloody like either.
Oh, here we go. Look, I thought we were going to have a really big quiet conversation on how good Legacy is, but we've got into a sledging match. How's your AFL team going, by the way?
They came second.
Oh, okay. I'm going to move on. Trevor, now look, we do understand that Legacy is amazing. I still remember for years and years seeing one of our local representatives, Doug Farmer, sitting in the main street selling badges for Legacy, and you know, it has always been something that we see and know of. But how can we raise or donate to Scooterville?
Well, we have a website. If people go to Rad School, which is radschool.org.au, and then click on the donate button, and it's easy to follow from there.
What or how much are you expecting to raise on your short trip?
Well, we've been on the road now for 2 days, and we've already got just under $20,000. So,
wow.
So response has been fantastic.
So, like, just off the top of your head, and this is a question without notice, sort of how much does Legacy donate to people per year?
Mate, I couldn't tell you that. The thing with Legacy is there's all different Legacies all throughout Queensland. It's not just one body. Each sort of little area is its own complete. It raises its own funds. It looks after its own group of people. And everything is separate, which...
No, I was just going to say, so this is Legacy is really a localised program that creates initiatives that local people need.
Correct. Yeah, that's the way it works, yeah. We're working with Legacy Brisbane, because that's the bigger one of the lot, and the funds we pick up here will be distributed back to the local Legacy from Brisbane.
Oh, that is absolutely fantastic. And Shaz, it is so cool down here this morning to see all these bikes lined up, ready to go. They have just finished breakfast, and they're thawing out in the beautiful South Burnett Sun this morning.
Wonderful. And they're going to be beelining for Wandai later this morning. They're going to be stopping at the Wandai Diggers Club for morning tea, I believe. So if anyone in the local area wants to actually catch up with the Scooterville team, they can certainly do so. There's probably not an estimate or ETA of when they will arrive, because I'm guessing 50cc mopeds, they may or may not break the speed of sound on their travels across the Bunya Highway.
Well, Shaz, they thought 50cc was a little bit too slow, so they've doubled it up, and they're about 100cc now.
Okay.
And so they're going a little bit faster, but I tell you what, these young ladies and gentlemen I've got here, they're pretty casual, so I think they're looking more at the sight than on how fast they're going, which is, you know, all part of the whole trip as well.
Yep, definitely. And it's been a trip that's been a long time in the making, because I know I spoke to Trevor actually a few years ago when Scooterville was initially meant to happen. Unfortunately, the dirty C word, COVID, mucked up a few plans, but it's great to hear that it's all underway, and the riders are having a fantastic time. We'll keep an eye out for them as they, make their way to Wandai later this morning.
And, of course, we'll put the links to where you can donate to Scooterville and Legacy on all our social media, Shaz.
Yes, we'll definitely do that. And hopefully we'll see you back here later on this morning, Damo, maybe in driving four wheels, or possibly you might have ended up pinching a scooter and be on too.
Do you know what? Everyone's got their back turned. I'm about to go steal a scooter.
All right.
See ya.
See ya. Damo on the spot from the King of Roy Showgrounds, and definitely keep an eye out for Scooterville as they pass through the South Burnett, raising funds for Legacy on their travels.